The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Time now, though, for us to get into Fan Friday and say a very good morning to the boys, Jay and Gary. How are you, lads?
Morning,
Alf. Morning, Gary. Morning, Jay.
Morning, boys.
Right, Jay, let's kick off with the Reds, because you need to bounce back. Are these the perfect opposition for Liverpool on Sunday lunchtime, I should say, just after you come out of church? Jay, you head straight to Anfield, mate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I think the performance in midweek was absolutely pathetic, really, and, unacceptable. You know, you're going away in Europe and you make the amount of change that Klopp made. I don't think it was quite right, to be honest. I mean, if Liverpool were doing quite well in the group and we hadn't lost a game already away in Naples, as we had done, then I could understand it. But, you know, that was very important to the night, to get 3 points, and to lose the game puts us in a very precarious position now in the group. And I would say a mountain to climb, because it's going to be very tough going to Paris Saint-Germain. I know this team is capable of going anywhere and winning a game of football, but if you're not beating Red Star Belgrade away from home and you're not beating Napoli away from home, then it's going to be very difficult to beat Paris Saint-Germain, isn't it? And then, you know, we could be looking at having to have another Anfield miracle night against Napoli and having to beat them by 2 clear goals. And we just can't keep doing this all the time. You know, you're going to come unstuck, aren't you, on one occasion? And, you know, this Napoli team's a very good side, so we've left ourselves a mountain to climb. And going into this game at the weekend, Fulham should be perfect opposition, because at the end of the day, they're the type of team that's going to come and play football. They're quite open at the back, aren't they? So you'd like to think Liverpool had scored a couple of goals, but, you know, I am very concerned of the Champions League now, Alan.
Yeah, I suppose there's a bit of pressure on Sunday to a certain extent, because Liverpool will be damned if they do and damned if they don't, because they're expected to beat Fulham convincingly, aren't they now?
Well, yeah, I mean, the kick-off time's not exactly ideal, is it? Midday on a Sunday, I mean, what's that all about? They're going to have the pre-match meal about 9 o'clock in the morning or something.
Yeah.
And
so are
you. I mean, we all know Klopp doesn't really particularly like the early kick-offs, and, you know, with it being on a Sunday, it just doesn't make any sense to me, because Liverpool played on Tuesday in the Champions League, and Fulham are not exactly, you know, a European team, not in the Europa League, so it just doesn't make any sense why we're having to play this game on Sunday.
Fair point,
it should really be Saturday, 3 o'clock, shouldn't it? But, you know, we have to comply with the demands of the television, so, you know, it is what it is, and Liverpool have just got to make sure they get the 3 points and go back top of the league.
And immediately following Liverpool, it's Everton at Chelsea, Gary. A place where they struggle, to say the least, but many do, of course. Gary, it's not one that Evertonians relish, but it's about time they broke that hoodoo down there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I don't know exactly. Is it 23 or 24 years?
24, 94, since, yeah.
Since we last won there. I mean, that's not unusual for Everton over the last few years with the top, what you call the top six sides, because we've got a terrible record at all of them, haven't we? So, but I'd expect to go there feeling certainly more confident than what we have done over the last few years. But we're set up now, obviously, to hit them on the break with what we've got now.
Capable of goals on the road, Everton, now, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, obviously the defence can still be a little bit suspect. We still haven't sort of, you know, hit the heights with our defence at the moment. You know, so we're still a bit suspect. We've got to keep Hazard, if he plays, under wraps. I mean, and that's easier said than done. You know, he's obviously going to be key for them. So we keep him under wraps, then we've got half a chance. And as I say, we're a lot more confident now, you know, in the setup.
Yeah.
So it's possible. if we come away
it's
with
always
a draw,
possible.
It is possible, yeah. Don't forget that, you know, they've had a long journey last night as well.
Yeah, they have. And Hazard started that game, Barkley started,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I go there with a little bit of confidence. Well, I go there with a lot of confidence, to be honest, Tom.
Yeah. What about the change at the back? Yerry Mina's presumably going to replace Kurt Zouma, who can't play against his parent club. Is that going to affect matters or actually improve things?
Oh, well, we don't know, really.
No.
We're just surmising at this point. Obviously, he's a quality player. He's fit, but is he match fit? And especially against someone of the quality of Chelsea. So we won't know until Sunday, but, you know, it's not like we're bringing an under-23 player in to replace Zouma.
Exactly.
We're bringing in a quality international footballer.
Yeah.
So, we'll see on Sunday. But, I don't expect it to cause too many problems. And I'm looking forward, as I'm sure most Evertonians are, I'm actually looking forward to what he offers us offensively as well.
In the opposition penalty area.
Yeah,
we'll see. Right, just talking about quality international footballers, are Liverpool missing Jordan Henderson? I know he divides opinion, Jay, but is it the midfield that isn't firing, or is it still the front three that the majority of Liverpool fans are concerned about?
I think having Henderson available, it will be a little bit better for us, but I wouldn't say it's about just because he hasn't been playing games. Liverpool are missing Oxlade-Chamberlain more than anyone else for me, because we need a player that can link the midfield to the attack, and it's just not really happening, is it? And since Oxlade-Chamberlain's been injured, Liverpool have struggled a little bit in terms of creativity in the middle of the park. I mean, as we've seen the other night, and I've said it a few times on this show, that Adam Lallana for me is finished. It's very sad. 18 months ago he was a very good player, but injuries have taken the toll on him, and he shouldn't be starting games for Liverpool. In fact, he shouldn't even be at the club no more, in my opinion.
Wow.
That might be harsh, but at the end of the day, he's not doing it, and he's not good enough. So there's no room for sentiments in football. When a player's gone, they need to be moved on to pastures new. It's as simple as that. And the only player I'm looking at that can do that little bit of spark in the middle, bit of creativity to link the midfield to the attack, in my opinion, is Shaqiri. And we all know the reasons why he never travelled to Serbia in midweek, but he needs to be given more game time. It's as simple as that. Liverpool have never really truly replaced Coutinho. Oxlade-Chamberlain done very well last season, but he's injured. He's going to miss the whole of this season. So when we never signed Fekir in the summer, Liverpool, there was the questions asked, like, where is the creativity coming from? Where is the playmaker in the middle of the park? And we were hoping that Naby Keita would have stepped up. Might have been that player, but he struggled to adapt to the Premier League. Seems a little bit injury prone as well. As I say, the only one in my eyes that I can think of that can probably do it is Shaqiri, and he needs game time.
Yeah, you expect him to start then tomorrow? Sunday, I should say.
Yeah, I certainly do, because he was left out the squad for Serbia in midweek, so there's no reason why he shouldn't start the game. If he doesn't, then there's something wrong, isn't he? And something's not quite right on the training field.
Yeah. Let's just bring Gary in again. The England squad. I know Jordan Henderson was named in that England squad, Jay, as well, which seems a bit strange as he's not playing, but we'll leave that for now. Michael Keane is back in the England squad, isn't he? Deservedly so, in your eyes, Gary?
Yeah, definitely. He's improved no end this season, though. He's a different player, and I think that's down to confidence. Obviously, I don't think anyone was confident last season, really.
No.
But he's certainly improved no end, and he looks like the player that we spent a lot of money on when we bought him from Burnley. So, I think his call up is deserved, and I was glad when I seen it, to be honest with you. But having said that, I'm glad for him. I'm never glad when our players go away on international duty, to be honest with you, especially for a friendly. But I'm glad for him, because it'll give him more confidence as well.
Okay, let's have a prediction from both of you. Jay, Liverpool have got to win this game. I think we're sometimes a bit harsh on Liverpool, aren't we? They haven't lost a game this season in the league, and there's still some concerns flying about. They're going to win on Sunday, though, aren't they?
Yeah, I think it's more about the performance levels. Last season we were steamrolling teams, and this season we've won games of football in a different way, in an ugly manner, if you like, and we've scraped the results and we've not performed to anywhere near the levels of what we're used to seeing. So that's partly down to that, but when you look at the league table, we're 2 points off top, and with a victory against Fulham midday on Sunday, then we should go back top of the table, and I can't see anything other than Liverpool win, because the way Fulham play, they're so open, they leave spaces at the back, and they have a go at you as well, because they play Mitrovic up front and Vieto and Schürrle, and they're quite adventurous, aren't they? And they'll have a game of football with you. It's not like they're going to come to Anfield and try and kick us off the park. But I'd love to turn around and say I think we'll win 5 or 6-0, because the team of last season and what we're capable of doing probably would do that, but just at this moment in time, we're not really doing it. Something's not quite right. It's clear that something's not right at the club. So, as long as we get the 3 points, that's all that truly matters. But I still think we'll win. I'll go with a 3-0 Liverpool win.
But you'll take 1-0. Great.
Yeah, yeah.
all right, Jay. What about Gary down at Stamford Bridge? What do you reckon?
Well, I'd probably go for a solid 1-1 draw, to be honest. you know, it's stupid expecting anything other, you know, anything other than that, a victory would be absolutely outstanding and not expected, in all honesty. So, you know, I'd be quite happy taking a point down there and scoring in the process. So, we are capable, as I say, we go there with a lot more confidence.
Great stuff, lads. Enjoy the weekend. Let's hope both Liverpool and Everton get the results. Thanks, lads.
All the best,
boys. Okay, that's Jay and Gary joining us on Fan Friday with their verdicts ahead of the big weekend of Premier League football. And it's Sunday football, Sunday action for Everton and Liverpool.
This is The Kickoff
with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.